Well, good morning. This is Deborah Tavares. I will be your host today on the Power Hour. Today being Tuesday, July the 27th of 2021. Now, I'm approaching the next 2 hours with you with great trepidation, which I normally don't express. And it is because there are many things that need to be discussed and disclosed so that everyone can prepare as best possible for reality that none of us considered would ever occur. And it's beyond belief when you really consider the multifacets of warfare being conducted on all of us. I'm going to go over a number of situations that we face, some new things that I have most recently been digging into, some breaking news and developing story items as well. So I'm going to ask you to sit tight, listen carefully, do not be frightened. Think about how you can work around some of these attacks that are being set up on all of us. And we're all in this together. We're just in this together in different levels of awareness. So I would ask that, of course, my website is stopthecrime.net. I would ask that you click the notification button to receive our email blast outs. I send email blast outs of tremendous importance. I don't do a lot. It takes me a lot of time to put these together. But I put a number of them together, and I will be doing more as the immediacy requires. And literally, I'm working pretty much around the clock on this. I see what is happening, and comparing that to all of the documents, it's quite startling, of course. But we must do all we can to be harder to kill. And that's what I hope you will get out of this today, things you can do and not just be in fear. In order to participate in your survival, you must get out of fear after you understand what is happening. Now, I can say that, of course, fear is a natural process of going through where we really are, and but get past it as quickly as you can. It's obviously a normal thing to feel when we've been betrayed and deceived to the extent that we have, and when we have been occupied by a foreign overlord system in this United States and USA Inc., I like to refer to our country sadly, and to Earth Inc., we have been fully occupied, and full deployment of a massive variety of weapons has been deployed. And it's under the subtle name of the Great Reset. That is basically a couple of words for their massive war plan and gaming upon all of us. So I'm going to roll back a little bit because people certainly scratch their heads and say, how could this have happened? Because where I'm going to be going in the next few minutes, you're going to ask that question. So I would like for all of you to consider what I looked into the other night when I was on a program in a nearby county. Actually, I was on a program in Nevada County, which is here in California. Interesting, Nevada. But in any case, I pulled up their climate action plans, and I was going over it with a group, and I asked how many had heard of these, how many had ever gone to any of the meetings, and were aware that their local government agencies had participated in these types of requirements that would affect their lives forever. No one out of many, many dozens and dozens of people raised their hands. No one knew about this. Now, I've been talking about this for many years, but it definitely requires a revisiting so that I can build up from what has been done to you on the local level. And this is all about sustainable development, the control of absolutely every single thing. Now, what I was explaining to these folks is what I will explain to you now, and I would recommend that you do a Google search in your city. And, for example, I did Nevada City, California, Energy Climate Emergency Resolution, and I also looked up climate change and went through some of the documents. Now, while I'm saying this to Nevada City in California, You must understand this is everywhere, USA Inc., in all cities. So I'm going to go over what their local officials did to them. And this is from all of the complicit traders in your local areas. This would include all of your county board of supervisors, your city council members, your planning departments, your building departments, and everyone that's involved in writing these reports. Now, does everyone know the extent of what they have been participating in? Of course not. But the higher-ups do know. They do know. And those would be the ones you think are keeping you safe, and they're not. They live in your town, they shop in your markets, and many of you may know them. But you don't know the dark side of their plots against you. So what is it that I'm talking about more specifically here? Your cities have entered into energy action plans, and they have goals, and they have strategies. And did you know that their names are in these plans? You can find out who signed off. In this plan in Nevada County in California, it was a 5-0 vote by their county board of supervisors. And what did that mean? This brought in required reductions of all energy resources and the transition to renewable energy only, and reduction of water usage as well. All of the things you're hearing about in the newspaper right now have been stealthily outlined in plans adopted in your cities years ago. And when I pulled up these items and discussed it, no one knew that these plans existed. Now, I will tell you, I've gone to many dozens of these types of meetings years back. And it would not have mattered had you attended. You only would have known what was happening before it happened. And what I mean by that is these meetings are all by consensus, by design. This is a strategy where they already have the plans in place, and they put it forth to the public for public comment periods. You'll see that often, where there's going to be a 3 or 4 week public comment period. Send in your concerns in this survey. Now, that is only to address grievances so that they know how to position themselves and work around people's concerns. It only helps them with the verbiage to get these plans passed. Now, what you'll find in these plans, as I was saying, is the reduction of everything. And in specific, again, talking about, now here's word by word in this Nevada City plan. These are in your plans too. All the plans are set up a little differently, but they talk about how in September the city council passed a resolution to continue with the implement of the goals and strategies outlined in the 2015 Nevada City Energy Action Plan through the year 2050. That's 2050. And the establishments of the goal. And they're going to adopt 100% renewable energy to further the goals of reducing electricity use by 100%. I want to repeat this, reducing electricity use by 100% by 2030. And 100% to all renewable energy after that is the plan. And we have to understand renewables are not reliable due to the worldwide structured manipulation and control of all of Earth's weather. And behind these plans is Pacific Gas and Electric, who is Rothschild. They help to put these plans forward, and they helped the cities to calibrate their success towards eliminating your ability to survive. This is what this is about. So again, 100% renewable electricity by 2030. That means wind, solar, and battery backup. Now, I want to throw this out now. I've said this many times, but I want to put this forward again to help all of you with your thinking. Do not hire a traditional solar installer. They've only been taught how to install a solar weapons system. And what that is the Tesla firewall. It's actually the Tesla Powerwall. But they use lithium-ion batteries, which should not be used ever in areas prone to extreme wildfires or fires at all. And because we have the smart meters deployed throughout this country and worldwide, they have lithium-ion batteries, which are pulsed to help explosions during high fire events, as well as just pulsing and blowing out your appliances. Many people are losing their appliances after they've had this deployed on them as well. That's an entirely different discussion, but I need to just lay a little bit of groundwork. So as I roll into this, you will understand where it developed. It developed locally, well, actually on a global level, and then it was fed into your local plans and policies that have been adopted. Now, I have many links on stopthecrime.net. I have one link entitled Kiss Your Gas Goodbye, because it said they would eliminate all use of fossil fuels. So for those of you that are on propane, that use diesel or petroleum, you're using what they call fossil fuels. Of course, we all know that petroleum and our products never came from dead dinosaurs, but they're selling the lie of running out of everything and now running out of water. So setting the stage for your understanding where all this came from, because you need to understand this just did not drop out of the sky suddenly. This did not all befall all of us with this pandemic suddenly. There were plans years in advance. We have been told about the massive plans to depopulate this planet and kill most everyone and drop the populations. This was even discussed in the report from Iron Mountain back in the early 60s and well before that as well. So I have on my website, I would recommend that all of you listen to it. It's a 1994 talk that features Dr. John Coleman. And Dr. John Coleman talked about how the depopulation would occur. This was back in 1994, and he was reciting documents well before that. We also know that the Salk vaccine, polio vaccine, was a deadly vaccine as well, injured thousands of people when Salk, who is a eugenist, put that vaccine forward. I'm going to only say this one time, and that is in tribute to Dr. Andrew Mauldin. He was a brilliant man out of Canada, and he was a top graduate in brain research, and he started to notice the comparisons of vaccines versus diminishing brain function, and noticing that in facial features where an eyelid would drop, a corner of a mouth would drop, etc., because all of those small little capillaries are highly, highly susceptible to the damage of various types of vaccines. And you can see that when you look at the faces of people, you'll see the disparity. And because people have been stroking out, that was his understanding of what was happening with the vaccines. No matter what it was, any jab at all contributed to stroking out. So you can look up Dr. Andrew Mauldin, Moulden. He has a three-part video series called Tolerance Lost. So understand, there is no more debate, which is what is consuming every media now with these jabs. We must get beyond the jabs now. That is what it is. We don't have to keep looping into the story and the verification of it being what it is. We know what it is. So let's move forward to what is not being said in the news and what you must know as well. Again, I'm going to be going into water a bit right now, and I'm going to be then going into many other things. So take notes. I will be converting this audio into a video. This will be on my Odyssey channel on stopthecrime.net. So after you listen to the show today, which is 2 hours, please watch for it when we finally get it up on stopthecrime.net on our Odyssey back channel. I call it the back channel because we, of course, were taken off of YouTube. And forward this on far and wide. This is going to be critical information. So I want to talk first about water because water is being turned off. We're being told we're running out of water. I want to go over what that looks like so that you can all prepare. And I will alert you, please, to understand what water is and where water comes from first. Water is a renewable, and water does not come from rain and snowmelt, as we have been taught. Rain and snowmelt is the evaporation of where water really is developed. So we have water coming down by gravity, which is rain and snowmelt, and we have primary water, which is a renewable, constantly being made down below the mantle of the Earth with the process of hydrogen and oxygen coming together. Water is simply two gases. When the gases merge, it turns into vapor, liquefies, and then is stored in underground aquifers, in cracks and crevices, and emerges many places all over the world in hot and cold springs, no matter what kind of manipulated and planned weather they have for us. All of these things keep bubbling up because we are the water planet. We are the water planet. We are not running out of water. We are running out of the truth. And so this is imperative. This is a fundamental requirement to understand what is happening with the privatization of the water supply and how we are being moved into the requirement to drink toilet-to-tap water, which I will go over now. This is a big plan, further poisoning of the populations. So I'm going to go over some specific situations that are happening here in my Northern California area. Again, I am in Sonoma County, and we have had some pretty stiff water rationing regulations come through. One has not been printed in our newspapers and not been discussed anywhere because they don't want the city or the county members to know. And this is happening in Healdsburg, California, about 4 or so weeks ago, and I have a separate video detailing this, but I'm going to go over it right now in a paragraph or so. Healdsburg, California has been, by the way, fluoridated since the mid-50s. So I find that they are putting the most harsh regulations on water use in areas where people have been subdued by fluoride. So you need to find out if you're on a city municipal water delivery system, if your water is being fluoridated. That will speak to why so many people are unable to respond to the times that we are in, because people have been literally subdued by so many types of poisons and toxins. The same fluoridation has happened in Marin County, just north of the Golden Gate Bridge. And in Healdsburg, what they have told the people is you cannot water any outside vegetation at all. If you water anything, it's $1,000 a day fine. However, the city told the people, if you buy your own plastic tanks and a submersible pump and hoses that connect to it, we will deliver wastewater, treated, chemically treated poop, urine, and medications of undetermined toxins and pump it into your tank. However, you must use it to put moisture of urine and poop and medication on your plants within the first 48 hours that you take this delivery. Now, the homeowners have to sign up. There have been over 600 homeowners in this beautiful higher-end home area in Healdsburg that have signed up. and they are getting these deliveries. Again, they have to buy the tanks, the pump, and the connections. They are told you must pump this pollution out onto your ground within the first 48 hours because it will otherwise become thick and slimy and will have a terrible odor, and algae will grow. And it will clog up the pump, and it will be difficult to spray out. And so that is allowing people to have 500 gallons of this poop toilet to tap, not tap in this interest in this instance, but to hose bib, basically, to water their outside vegetation. This is the only way that they can keep their vegetation alive. Now, I called the city of Healdsburg up. I asked them, is there confirmation that you can water your vegetable gardens? Because many people now have vegetable gardens. They said, no problem. They just recommend you wash your veggies before consuming them, after you've watered them with contaminants of deadly concern, actually. So I went down, I went into Healdsburg with my husband to actually see this for myself, and I really felt as though I was in some horrific series of a sci-fi movie, The Twilight Zone, because I was watching these little trucks run around back into people's driveways, cattywampus, and fill their tanks with their 500-gallon allotment for the week. And these people were out there eagerly awaiting to try to keep their vegetation alive. And that is what we are facing throughout this country and worldwide. We are being transitioned into reuse of everything. This is a circular economy where everything is reused. I've talked about on some of my past disclosures how they use blood and cartilage and so forth in concrete mix to lighten the concrete. And I can hear a break coming on, so stay tuned. We'll be back with the continuation of the restrictions of your water accessibility, and then we'll launch in to more. This is Deborah Tavares with StopTheCrime.net, and I was talking about water, and I referred a bit ago to Dr. John Coleman. I would certainly recommend his book, if you don't have it on your shelf, The Story of the Committee of 300. I would order that immediately. Now, I will tell you, prior to my reading books, I was into documents only. I was looking at the city documents that were approved and put into place. I was looking at the World Economic Forum. I was looking at the World Bank documents and many other documents of our overlords. And so reading books was difficult for me in the beginning because I have to say, sadly, I knew many authors that did not understand the reality. And their books were extremely misleading, talking about how you could go to your local city councils and become a city council member and change things. That is not true. That is not possible. You cannot. And for those of you that still vote and you think you can change things, sadly, I must say, you are completely mind-controlled with that notion. And you need to understand that. I know this is harsh, but it is a very harsh reality we find ourselves in. So I'm going to read just a couple of paragraphs on page 164 of Dr. John Coleman's book, The Story of the Committee of 300. And it's going to play through some of the themes that I'm going to talk about that is happening to you, all of you, right now. So on page 164, euthanasia for the terminally ill and the aged shall be compulsory. No cities shall be larger than a predetermined number as described in the work of Calgary, K-A-L-G-E-R-I. Essential workers will be moved to other cities if the one they are in becomes overpopulated. Other non-essential workers will be chosen at random and sent to underpopulated cities to fill quotas. At least 4 billion useless eaters shall be eliminated by means of limited wars, organized epidemics, of fatal rapid acting diseases, and starvation. Energy, food, and water shall be kept at a subsistence levels for the non-elite, starting with the white populations of Western Europe and North America, and then spreading to other races throughout the world. The population of Canada, Western Europe, and the United States shall be decimated more rapidly than other continents until the world's population reaches a manageable level of 1 billion, of which 500 million will consist of Chinese and Japanese races, selected because they are people who have been regimented for centuries and who are accustomed to obeying authority without question. From time to time, there shall be artificially contrived food and water shortages and medical care to remind the masses that their very existence depends on the goodwill of the Committee of 300. And then they talk about this, and this is going to weave into what is happening right now. After the destruction of housing, the auto, steel, and heavy goods industries, there shall be limited housing, and industries of any kind allowed to remain shall be under the direction of NATO's Club of Rome, as shall all scientific and space exploration development, limited to the elite under the control of the Committee of 300. Space weapons of all former nations shall be destroyed along with nuclear weapons. All essential and non-essential pharmaceutical products, doctors, dentists, healthcare workers will be registered in a central computer database, and no medicine or medical care will be prescribed without express permission from the regional controllers responsible for each city, town, and village. This is just part of John Coleman's book. Again, that was on page 164. So how does this relate? Well, it goes right into the planned water shortages. And I'm going to go through a situation that has just been released in our press a few days ago, and it is startling to me. This is in Mendocino County in Northern California. And there is a beautiful ocean-positioned town called the town of Mendocino. I have gone up there often. It is beautiful. And as I say, sits right on the bluff of the ocean. And what has just now happened there is unimaginable. They've just now, the Board of Supervisors in Mendocino in Northern California. Now, I don't want you to think, oh, poor California. This is happening in California only. No, this is moving to your town. You have water shortages too. Just look it up. You may not realize you're running out of water. You're not, because they will not tell you about primary water, which is a renewable, always a renewable. We're not running out of water. So I will throw this in right now. Never forget, we have primary water, and we have to teach our children the truth about where water comes from and what water is. And please go to stopthecrime.net, listen to our water video discussions with one of the world's primary water experts, Paul Power, and also go to primarywater.org, where we have a link where you can actually access people that drill. If you're going to search for primary water, you need two people on site. You need a primary water locator, a person that can locate the water, where it is on your property, and it is. We are the water planet. And then you need a well driller. They are not one in the same. The well driller will take the direction from the primary water locator and drill. Sadly, the drillers were never taught about primary water. And sadly, when they hit water, even if it's only at 50 or 60 feet, they call it good enough, and it's not good enough. Wells are pumping dry, because sadly they've only gotten into the upper aquifers and not into the structures necessary to tap in to primary water. When you tap into primary water, it's most important to understand you're not stealing water from anyone else. You're not stealing water from your neighbor. You are not stealing water from watershed areas. You are not stealing water. It is a gift of renewable with the two gases, hydrogen and oxygen. In fact, it is your duty to preserve life by getting to primary water. Actually, when you get to primary water, you help release some of the stress against the mantle, and it prevents seismic activity also. And I discuss this on many shows. But I want to go back to Mendocino and what has just now occurred there. On July 14th, the County Board of Supervisors approved waiving the permit requirements for temporary water tanks in response to the local drought emergency. These water tanks in the past could be as much as 5,000 gallons or less and must follow zoning standards. This goes into effect immediately. So basically, the water tanks that you see on people's properties, the poly tanks, the steel tanks are horrendously more expensive. The concrete tanks are more expensive. The poly tanks are more affordable for more people. But because of the planned resin shortage in the United States, the poly tanks are very difficult to get. And so I can say for those of you that are listening, you will need some water tanks, and I would recommend that you go and get a tank or two now to have as much topside water near your home as possible, because you are going to be told you're running out of water, and to at least store some water for your safety. You will need some water because they're now only allocating 55 gallons of water per person per day, and this is simply for safety and hygiene purposes. That will not allow any water of any outside vegetation at all. So let's go into this story, what is happening here right now in the town of Mendocino. They talk about how residents in the past needed to go through a very strict review to get a permit to have a water tank on their properties. But after the drought emergency is over, they say the water tanks will need a permit or be removed. So they're buying the tanks, generally the poly tanks, depending on the size. Well, I can't really say, because now that they're difficult to find, the prices are going up. But typically for, say, a 2,500-gallon tank, you might pay under a couple thousand for that. Again, the pricing is very fluid, so don't write that down and believe that to be the case. It changes. But the residents who want to keep their tanks then will have to apply for a water tank permit. The regional government services said that the water tanks could help residents during the drought emergency, particularly on the coast. Well, it doesn't matter where you are, whether you're on the coast, if you're inland, if you are rural, it does not matter. You will need some additional water. They go on to tell us that the town of Mendocino, the residents, are completely dependent on this point up on water being hauled in by water trucks. And they say if each person uses 50 gallons a day, a 5,000-gallon water tank is estimated to last for a family of three for about 1 month. Each truck of water delivered will cost an average of $405. But if you do the math, they said it will cost actually $528 a month for a family of three to have water trucked in. And many families in that district simply cannot afford these expensive water bills. This is how they're going to relocate and force water refugees into other areas. This is all part of the plan. The Board of Supervisors is also working on with other organizations for other sources of water. And they're talking about such as untapped ponds and reservoirs in other jurisdictions. Well, we know that the reservoirs have been drained, released water, and or evaporated through the technologies being used to create the illusion that we're running out. The evaporated water is being dumped in other parts of our country that are being besieged and put underwater and flooded out, where towns literally all over the world are being flooded out and destroyed. You've heard recently of the floods in Germany and Belgium. There were recent enormous floods in China. And so water is being moved around atmospherically because they can, and we are being evaporated. So they talk about other sources of water. Well, where that is going is the use of your waste in your wastewater treatment plants. But they go on to also say, also due to the local drought emergency, the road dust suppression program has to be temporarily put on hold because they don't have the additional water to keep the dust down. Now, dust like that causes lung diseases, and you may have recently heard about the horrific dust storm that killed a number of people. This is also another weapon being used now when we are put and thrown into a drought of this magnitude. Just keep this in mind. So they're going to forcibly relocate people due to water inavailability. Again, whether you can get to primary water or not, you need to know we're not running out. And that is the most important thing I can say to you right now. I'm going to bring your attention to a couple of emergency email transmissions I recently did, just so that you will go to stopthecrime.net. If you're not signed up for email blast outs, you didn't get this information and you need it. So you can go to stopthecrime.net, go to our menu, and you will see blast outs, and you can read some of the blast outs that recently went out. I did one recently about the use of orbital mirrors, how Google and Amazon are competing with other Rothschild utilities, such as all your local utilities, to create a wireless smart home. I call them homes of death. And wireless is going to become the theme of operation in all of your homes. So I would highly recommend you read this. It is diabolical. I did find the list also of the cities that they plan to cause heat events in, because they do create heat as well. And they are targeting, and people will be cooked. We've been seeing heat events throughout the country already, and over 500 deaths in British Columbia with the recent heat events that we've already suffered through. So the list of those cities is in my email blast out. Again, I would highly recommend you take a look at this because, I'll read you the cities that are being targeted. They call them heat islands. Lack of vegetation, lack of trees, they're saying, is increasing the heat. Also, we know it's the increased densification of all of the wireless frequencies in those locations as well. So again, the blast out, it's an emergency transmission from Deborah Tavares, and you can find all of this information by going to stopthecrime.net to the email blast out section. But the cities that are going to be heated, here are 20 cities that they consider to be a focus on the impacts of climate crisis in urban heat island, which they're now calling urban heat islands. These are their terms. These are their war games and their war words, urban heat islands. We're talking about, again, areas of high population zones. So here we go. New Orleans, Newark, New York, Houston, San Francisco, Boston, Chicago, Miami, Baltimore, Providence, Sacramento, Salinas, California, Burlington, Vermont, Bend, Oregon, Cleveland, Detroit, Erie, Pennsylvania, Fresno, California, Lafayette, Louisiana, and McAllen, Texas. Now, of course, many of you recall the ice event that was created in Texas and other states months ago. All weather weapons. We must understand that. So I'm going to throw out something important because they are creating smart homes. I know people that are ecstatic about being able to use their key fob to operate from a distance and remotely anything in their home, from their coffee pot to their heat and cooling system, etc. And this is what you must avoid at all costs. You are killing yourself this way. And I'm going to go over some of the things that you must do, and then I'm going to jump into some information that I'm horrified about in the next hour. So you must eliminate the electromagnetic overdosing. This is intentional, and it's unprecedented in the history of humanity. So this would mean all your smartphones, iPads, Kindles, Wi-Fi modems, routers, range extenders, wireless computers, wireless printers, wireless keyboards, wireless mice, speakers, headphones, earpieces, garage door openers, because again, all of these things can be hacked, and I will continue to read because I'm almost at the top of the hour, even including your wireless door locks, your wireless doorbells, baby monitors, surveillance cameras, wireless surveillance cameras, yes, Wi-Fi video cameras, Wi-Fi digital photo frames, smart thermometers, smart thermostats. Be very cautious of the smart thermostats. Your utilities in your inserts in your electric bills are going to promote the smart thermostats so that the utility companies can increase the temperature in your home prior to a heat attack. This is what they can do remotely, increase the temperature in your home without your touching that calibration. Also, they have smart yoga mats, smart indoor lighting, security systems, voice controllers, gesture controllers, smart buttons, smart alarm clocks, air quality monitors. Again, don't get smart wireless anything. Smart smoke and carbon monoxide detectors. Navigation systems, connected exercise machines, fitness trackers, sleep trackers, location trackers, blood pressure monitors, heart rate monitors, smart appliances, controllers of smart appliances, and all home wireless automation, smart ovens, smart irrigation systems, wireless garden sensors, growing herb gardens, even they can be smart, smart grill thermometers, smart sprinkler controllers, air conditioners, smart TVs, video streaming devices for TVs, wireless gaming consoles, wireless leak detectors, smart watches, smart bracelets, smart air purifiers, smart home vent systems, remote pet feeders, smart light bulbs, Bluetooth-connected espresso machines, and Bluetooth-connected cookers, and many, many more. You must eliminate at all cost. Your life depends on your choices now. These are your choices, and of course, cell phones. And I know that's a tough one for most people, but I did a video many years back called The Cooking of Humanity when I interviewed Barry Trower, one of the foremost experts out of London who really understood the electronic and wireless warfare. He was an expert. So you may want to try to find that again. YouTube took me down. Sadly, when YouTube did take my videos down, I lost under the descriptions the various documents that I was referring to. It took hours and hours and years to put that entire process together. And now while I am back up, sadly, those references are not under the videos anymore because those were all eliminated. But there is a document that talks about how the pandemic has stress tested the crowded digital home. So I certainly advise each and every single one of you, go and take a look at that blast out. I have a link to a document that has many of the lists that I just read off to you on what you need to eliminate. Any and all things wireless. Certainly cord up your phones, have a landline, and do not use your remote walkabout handsets or headsets. All wireless devices are deadly. And now with the vaccinations in combination with the wireless, we will be made more sick. We know, and we've always known, that the wireless technology literally increases the dormant viruses in your body via the vaccines. And this has been told to us by Dr. Andrew Malden, who I referred to earlier. Now, we're getting to the top of the hour. I'm going to launch into some very horrific information. I've set the stage of water. Please go to primarywater.org, understand water, and understand we are not running out. Teach your children. Most important, you're going to need to get a water purification system in your home. They do not eliminate fluoride. You need to contact your local water agency and find out if they're fluoridating your water supply. Do not let them tell you, oh, it won't hurt you. Yes, it causes damage to all the plumbing. There are leaks that it causes. It's highly corrosive. And I can tell you from my own personal experience that it is highly corrosive, causing tremendous repair when you have small leaks and you have to have a leak detecting company come out to find out where your ceiling is leaking and why the drywall is so saturated that it's starting to fall off the ceiling and why the floor is wet. Where is that water coming from? Well, now you need a leak detecting company to come out, locate the leak, tear up your ceilings, your floors, or your outside concrete driveways, wherever that leak is coming from. At tremendous cost, thousands of dollars, they track the leak, they repair it, and you put it back together. So again, stay tuned. This is Deborah Tavares with StopTheCrime.net. We're launching into a next unbelievable hour on the Power Hour.